I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Joining us today from KUOW in Seattle, bug chef and author of The Secret Life of Slugs and Snails, Life in the Very Slow Lane, my good friend, David George Gordon. I thought you could maybe tell us a little bit about this penchant you seem to have for the spineless wonders.
You know, my history with writing about what we call the charismatic microfauna, that was a big departure for me because prior to that, I'd been writing about things like bald eagles and orca whales and stuff that people already know are kind of wonderful and fascinating. When I wrote Field Guide to the Slug, I got a lot of good feedback from people saying how they couldn't look at slugs and snails the same way again after reading that book. The New York Times reviewed it. They actually called it gripping. And they also talked about my almost breathtaking depiction of slug sex. And it showed me that there is a real market in writing about stuff that people kind of tend to overlook, as you say, the creatures that we love to hate. I decided when Field Guide to the Slug went out of print that I really wanted to do a reworking and expansion of that book, which ultimately turned into The Secret World of Slugs and Snails. But it was amazing to me being able to harness the might of the internet, how much information I was able to pick up on that was not in the original book. Not necessarily because it was recent, it just was inaccessible at the time.
God isn't interested in technology. He knows nothing of the potential of the microchip or the silicon revolution. Look how he spends his time. 43 species of parrots. Nipples for men. Slugs. Slugs! He created slugs. They can't hear, they can't speak, they can't operate machinery.
Why would God create slugs?
I know, it's kind of the reverse on that Haldane quote about an inordinate fondness for beetles. If there is a God, what can we learn about him from the insect world? That he had an inordinate fondness for beetles. And, you know, the Time Bandits scriptwriters didn't get a chance to ask me my answer to that, so I'm going to give it to you right now. When we look at animals in terms of their value, we're usually talking about what value are they to us? They're decomposers. They help to break down dead and decaying plant material and put it back into the forest floor as nutrients. They're also food for lots of other organisms. But they're also plant pollinators. There are a lot of studies that show that slugs, you know, they're pretty much wrapped up in slime. And if their slime contains pollen, they can disperse it by, I don't know, 30 or 40 feet.
Now, I seem to recall in The Secret Life of Slugs and Snails, you have an essay about raising snails as escargot.
Yeah, it's called Grow Your Own Escargot. I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of the species of slugs and snails that we have in our gardens are not native to North America. They are brought here by accident. One in particular, the helix snail, is a non-native that was introduced perhaps intentionally by a gentleman in San Jose, California in the 1800s. He was from France, and he thought what this country really needs is a good escargot snail. So those helix snails, and we have them all over the Seattle area, if you collect those and actually put them in a bucket, purge them by letting them eat cornmeal for a little while, and then prepare them, you can actually get a pretty good meal out of the deal.
You'll find more about David George Gordon and slugs online, and later today there will be an extended interview with Art and David at ideastations.org/radio.